It's late fall in western New York, and that means the end of apple season. In Wayne County, the center of New York's apple production, located between the cities of Rochester and Syracuse, over 8,000 migrant workers, mainly from Mexico, Jamaica, and Haiti, arrive during harvest time each year to pick the fruit. Just over 80,000 people actually live in Wayne County year-round, but the migrants who pour into this rural section of New York come for very different reasons. On a frigid November morning, migrant workers from Mexico are picking the last apples hanging in the orchards of Teeple Farms, a 350-acre apple farm in the small town of Wolcott, New York. As the workers pick apples, they place each one in a metal satchel that hangs by their sides from a strap around their backs. One worker, Jesus, describes the nature of his work and the compensation he receives.
The work here is really tough. Just imagine picking apples all day with a heavy satchel strapped to your side. Of course you get tired, but we've got to push through it. After all, we came all the way here to do this job. Thankfully, the United States has given us the opportunity to work. And we hope that they ask us to come back so we can continue helping our families back home. I've also worked in Pennsylvania as a guest worker, picking and sorting broccoli, potatoes, cauliflower, tomatoes, and cabbage. They paid us $10.34 an hour there last year. We worked 10 hours a day, on average, about 60 hours a week.
¿Y te pagaron tiempo y medio después de las 40 horas?
After receiving their final paychecks, many workers catch rides to Walmart to wire their cash back to a business near their hometown. This group of 25 workers came to work at Teeple Farms this year on temporary H-2A visas as part of a U.S. guest worker program. John Teeple, the owner of Teeple Farms, says that his business wouldn't exist without this temporary labor force.
Today, here in New York State, we need roughly 8,500 people, and we need them for about 8 weeks. And there just isn't that number of people who are physically able and waiting for us to give them a job. The local people, most of them, will take jobs in the apple industry, whether it be at the packing lines or at the storages or at the processing plants like Mott's. Where the jobs are more year-round, and they're not waiting for an 8-week seasonal job. So that's why we really need a migrant labor force in agriculture. With the border being so tight right now, we've actually trapped people here so they can't go home because they don't dare go back across the border. Not everybody, the misconception, I guess, is that a lot of people want to become citizens, and a lot of them, some do, but a lot of them don't. They're happy to come here for a job, make some money to help their families at home, and then go back home.
Gregorio Cruz, an undocumented worker from the Mexican state of Veracruz, lives a few miles down the road from Teeple Farms. He came to the U.S. 14 years ago. Though his undocumented status bars him from working in the guest worker programs, he performs similar work and shares much in common with many of the guest workers.
Yo, como al igual que otros compañeros, yo también llegué a este país. Al estado de Florida, a la pizca de la naranja. Entonces, yo seguía las temporadas. Cuando se acababa la naranja, yo venía al estado de Michigan a trabajar lo que le llaman la espiga. Cuando la espiga se terminaba, nosotros veníamos a este estado. Los trabajos, pues, son buenos. Trabajos que son un poco mejor pagados que el lugar donde viene uno. El dinero alcanza un poquito más, pues, para las familias. Aquí alcanza para que nuestros hijos estudien y tengan una vida digna y no tengan que venir a este país como yo lo hice, venir de ilegal, exponiendo mi vida por el desierto, exponiéndome al racismo, lo mismo de los papeles que no tenemos. No nos dejan trabajar todo el año. Entonces, tenemos que acudir al contratista que se lleva parte de nuestro esfuerzo, porque él se lleva una parte de nuestro dinero, de nuestro salario. Poquito nos quita a nosotros, poquito le quita al patrón. Cuando el patrón nos puede contratar directamente a nosotros, si el gobierno nos diera sus permisos, esos papeles, no tendríamos que hacer rico a la bolsa del contratista. Me dio tanto gusto hacer
you're doing
esta grabación que se está haciendo.
Because this
porque
is
es algo real, algo verídico. True. No son historias inventadas, sino son historias vividas, vividas que solamente vivimos nosotros, los mexicanos que no tenemos papeles.
This has been Levi Bridges with the North American Congress on Latin America.